Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me Nav Dhaliwal. He's been with me on a few occasions in the past, so we don't have to perhaps read his whole bio, but Nav has certainly been successful in the junior mining space, previously with a company called Bonterra Resources, which he and his geologist, Dale Ginn, were doing a masterful job of building a very substantial gold resource, and it got taken over by another firm, and its fortunes have not done nearly as well as in the days when Nav and Dale had it. But they both of them are back now to build wealth with Gatling Resources. So I'm really pleased to have Nav with me again. Thanks for joining me, Nav.
Absolutely, Jay, and thank you for having us.
It's really good to have you with us because of the success I know I enjoyed with you and Dale in the past. We should tell our listeners that your stock trades in Toronto under the symbol GTR. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol GATGF. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nav, but I think 45.7 million shares, approximately around U.S. 35 cents in U.S. money earlier today, giving it a market cap. Very, very modest market cap compared to where I think it's likely headed of $16 million in U.S. money. Well, Nav, what really attracted me to this story is it's, yes, you have done very well with early stage companies, but this isn't like a grassroots story. This is a story in which you already have three deposits. There's three known deposits next to each other over about a 4.5 kilometer strike length, I believe. And that same structure is known to have hosted, well, the Kerr Addison mine, which had over 10 million ounces at, I think, 10.5 million ounces or 10.5 grams per ton, 10 million ounces of gold production, down to quite some depth. But you're looking at a fairly shallow resource now, and you're connecting those three deposits together. Do I have that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're along the lines. And you know, that was a great segue into this. And on early stage, this is kind of a leg up or a level up from early stage exploration as I'm used to. But that being said, with the amount of data that we've inherited, and I'm just going to give, you know, the listeners kind of a recap of what we're doing and take
sure.
the points away on why this company should be looked upon, if not added to the portfolio here in short order. You kind of went through the market cap. You know, we're just kind of getting going again, and these are the early days for us. If people can't recognize that we really, you know, even haven't turned on the liquidity within the stock, we're just kind of getting moving. We started off, this was conceived as a spin out back in late 2018. We've only really been going at this for a year and aggressively going at this. So, you know, we are on a historical, you know, well known and developed gold belt, which is Cadillac-Larder Fault there. And we've consolidated the eastern part of this belt. And when I say consolidated the eastern part, we're contiguous with an Eagle Eagles big project, which is called the Queenston Project, which has the Upper Beaver and Upper Canada deposit. And we're the only juniors in this area that are aggressively working out there. So we're not sitting here, you know, arm-waving that we're next door to here. At the end of the day, what I've, you know, shown to the marketplace and what's tried, true, and tested is you got to put the drills to work. Show us what and how, where's a blue sky and how big can this get? You know, as I was just listening in on your previous interview there, you know, yeah, there's a lot of doom and gloom, but there is that silver lining that's coming through. And companies that are built and structured the way we've done Gatling is that silver lining, that rainbow that's coming through after the storm, where people need to focus on, and I'm a big proponent on the gold. You're right. You know, I see a big moves happening here by, you know, towards the end of this year on gold. And again, that's kind of the macro look at it, but kind of more focusing on what we've assembled here. So when we acquired this, we were looking as, you know, a secondary project when we had the other company.
Mm-hmm.
We were very successful putting in all the top shareholders in the gold space and exploration space into that company. And now with, you know, having them, you know, as the previous interview that you're having with the gentleman, you know, he's like, well, I inherited stock through this transaction. So it was, for every 7 shares that you had of the Bonterra, you got 1 of the NewCo. Mm-hmm. But here's the beautiful part about it is, you know, we were well-financed, like I did an amazing job of raising capital over north of $120 million in expanding that resource. Now, here we go again. That's what I've got to reinstate in people. We're doing it again, but we're, again, a leg up on this thing. So we also, you know, when we spun this out, we put in $7 million hard cash. For the fact is, it didn't want to get off and running into a fantastic jurisdiction, knowing what we know we have as a deposit. And with the team that I've assembled when I was over there in the other company, we've got the, you know, the knowledge base on when we look at and interpret data from a deposit, does it have the size? Does it have what it takes to put the millions of dollars in here to aspire to get it to the next level? And it checked all the boxes for us. Mm-hmm. So again, we've been sitting on this project since 2015. So it's not like we just inherited this. We've been looking at it, and I've just been, you know, the gates are about to open up on this to allow us. And if listeners are looking at it, look at our past news releases. We started off, and they started off with 3 deposits, one being the Bear deposit, where Goldfields did a $40 million option on this back in 2010. 2012, they've had a company mandate to focus on production, leaving all their exploration worldwide. That was it. They were just concentrating on production. That gave us a gift here, Jay.
Yeah.
They not only did a 43-101 on just the Bear project, which has 917,000 ounces at 5.5 grams per ton, but they also left us with just under $6 million worth of work. Now, that's a significant amount of money that was not put in that 43-101. So you were mentioning before, and again, what we've done here is taken 3 deposits, which were independently worked historically, and looked at them and looked at all the data that we've had and the abundance of data that Goldfields left us here with. You know, the Chemines deposit that's just west of that, kind of the middle deposit, has a head frame, had workings down to 1,000 feet, more of a bulk sample type exercise, not really mining. It's got 42,000 indicated ounces up top. Okay, so again, where I'm stating to and saying to the public is, we are not starting off on scratching the surface trying to figure out what's there. We've got a very solid blueprint, and just with the past news releases and the work that we've done in 2019, starting off in 2019, Jay, we started off with 10,000 meters. We had to, you know, put a number out there. To us as a team, it's a very small amount, knowing what we have as a deposit and how we could grow this. So quickly, within, call it less than 60 days, we saw it with the results that were coming out. We continue to expand this deposit. We jumped the meterages from 10,000 to 30,000. That spring, we later further consolidated the north package of this land package by acquiring the upper part of this, which is contiguous with the upper Beaver Trend of the unique Legal Queenston project, from Teck. Got this drill ready for us. They spent over $2 million doing all the soil sampling, everything that needs to be layered up, all the geochem, all of the airborne and everything, to get it drill ready for us. Again, what Goldfields in Tech and what we've assembled as a land package here, Jay, it's not only the cost savings, but it's the time that they're saving us here.
Yeah, sure.
The clean database that we're going through to model everything. So in short order here, we theorize, look, guys, we got 3 deposits here. Does it all connect? That's 4.5 kilometer strike, kind of almost similar to the old Bonterra story. I started off with 200 meter strike, and we stretched it out to over a kilometer. Now, we're looking at 4.5 kilometers, and sure enough, by the end of the drill bit, if you look at the news releases, we've shown big, broad mineralizations of, you know, 30-plus meters of 2-gram material, and then you're looking at multiple hits at, you know, depth to now, which is very important for people to start looking at this. We have started showing what people didn't believe was there, the top portion of this, from surface down to 500 meters, and now we're showing that through the Bear, to the Chemines, to the Fernland, all three of these deposits, there's continuity there. Now, that being said, there's a lot more work for us to do. We need to continue on the path of what we've seen here, and that's not including the upper trend of what we acquired from Teck. Now, we intend on getting onto that trend here come after into the spring, summer. We just want to do some more follow-up on what Teck left us before we put the drills down. Now, if we go ahead and start drilling that upper portion that we acquired from Teck, that is a brand new discovery. That we hit something like that, that's going to be explosive for us. Not only is it just explosive on what we're seeing already of 4.5 kilometers joining three deposits together, and not only that, there our baseline here, Jay, our baseline is the 43-101 with 917,000 ounces. And going back to the intro that you gave, you know, and yes, thank you for giving it in U.S. dollars, but as Canadian dollars here, you know, we've got a market cap of about $23 to $25 million. What we've already established, I am trying to give investors a platform. We are about, you know, we're coming up to the big show that we have in Toronto, the PDAC, the Prospectors and Developers Association's show, that, you know, we're going to be loud and proud out there. We're moving the needle. There's an abundance. We have not stopped drilling. We're continuing on this as we see success, and that's what's driven us to be a very successful team. From the corporate side to the geological side, we marry them up very well. And we get the messaging out there, and we're going to continue to beat that drum here and expose this to what we know it is, because we've been very fortunate to be seeing what we're seeing at the end of the drill bit. But again, when I say that, my hat's off to my team, for the geological team. They see it. They with the experience that they have, they understand it. And again, as the drills come out, they get a better understanding. So again, every step we're understanding more and more of this deposit. And, you know, we couldn't be situated in a better place. The jurisdiction that we're in, Canada, Ontario, being one of the most mining friendly jurisdictions in the world. You know, if you go back from this, where's the gold market now? We still see it hovering into the majors now, kind of, you know, pouring down into the mid tiers. It eventually will now start trickling into the junior space, but again, we see that. Is that like, do we just hold on and wait until the, you know, the junior space lights up? Absolutely not. That's not our mandate. Mandate from my side to my management team is we continue to grow it. The market will do what the market is, but we're going to show value here in short order.
All right, we're just about out of time here already, Nav, but I just what impressed me is a couple of your last news releases in which you are really demonstrating the connectivity or the continuity between the Fernland and the Chemineus, for example. So this is very important, and as you say, at very shallow depths, and we know that these systems run to great depths. I think the Kerr Addison went down, well, how far? A long ways, and you're only drilling down to 500 meters so far, I think.
That's right. It went down to 3,000 meters, but that's a good point. We're seeing the same rock style as the Kerr Addison mine. And you're right. We want to show that this is starting from surface. We know that the deposit's there, as the Bear deposit is, you know, it is down at depths of 800 meters, but now we're going to graduate it towards the north.
All right. Yep. We'll have to leave it go at that, Nav. This is a very exciting story, and we'll certainly be talking to our listeners about this some more in the future.